B-Pod Studios.
On the phone with us right now, a woman who kicks ass and takes names. She's 89 years old. Her name is Ruby Bazell. Hi, Ruby.
Well, hello.
How are you?
Oh, fine. It's a little hot, but I'm fine.
Yeah. Do you like that song, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town?
Yes, I do. That's my name, and I like that.
You haven't beaten up anybody today, have you?
No, but if they get in my way, I might still do it.
Ruby, tell us what happened a few weeks back when you literally did kick some ass.
Well, I work at Clothes Closet on Wednesday, and I just come home from Clothes Closet serving 40 men. And I was tired, and I just come on in and changed my clothes and put my shorts on and went in the kitchen, and I looked out, and the man was on the porch.
A man was just standing there.
I was on the porch, and he said, may I sit down? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, may I have a drink of water? And I said, yeah, I can afford a drink of water.
You didn't let him into your house just then?
No, I said, now you stay on the porch. I said to him in the kitchen, I said, you stay on the porch, and I'll bring the water. So I was getting the water out of it and turned around to get the cup, and here he was right behind me in the kitchen.
Now, when he was out on the porch, you thought he had a strange look about him, right?
Yep. I could tell, you know. His eyes was all bloodshot, and one was half closed, the way he was dressed, his hair,
Yeah, what was running through your head right then when you took a look at him like
well,
that?
Well, I thought maybe he needed help. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're tired like that and come home, your brain don't work right or something.
Were you thinking drug addict?
Yes, he was. I could see that. His eyes was all so red shot, and his hair was bleachy blonde. It was down to his shoulders, his hair was.
You like a man with a good crew cut, don't you?
Oh, boy, I like a plain cut man,
yeah,
you know?
She'd love me.
So you're in your kitchen, and you turn around, and there he is.
Yeah, he's right behind me, and he grabbed me from the back on both arms. Oh, my arms was bruised, and he said, listen, lady, I'm not going to hurt you, but don't you scream. I want your money. And I said, what money? And he said, what you got? The money you got? And I said, don't have any. So then I started beating him. The umbrella got in my hand, honey, but I don't know how the angel put that umbrella in my hand, because the umbrella was in here in the Florida room in this little pocket I kept it in. And I couldn't have got by him and got in my Florida room and got that umbrella.
So you don't know how it made its way into your hands?
I don't know how it got there.
Because you're just going on instinct right now.
Had to be an angel or something put that in my hand. I don't know.
And then what happened?
It was there, and I started beating him.
Where were you beating him? About the head?
Oh, I was beating him every place. I'd hit him on the head, and I'd hit him in the shoulders, and I'd try to get him below the belt.
Yeah, the old private area.
Oh, yes, I was trying my best, and he was pushing me away. Mm-hmm. He was just pushing me away from me because he seen what I was trying to do with that umbrella, and he was pushing me away, and he knocked me down in the kitchen.
He knocked you down?
Oh, three times.
Oh.
I hit the floor three times, kid.
But you got back up.
Oh, I was back up before he made two steps.
There we go. All right. And so...
I was on him, and I was beating him with the umbrella, and I tried to get his shirt. His shirt was open. I guess I couldn't find no buttons. I guess I pulled the buttonholes out. But anyway, he went out of here, and so he got a hold of me again, and he shoved me in the bedroom.
Oh, my.
And so then... He seen my purse on the bed, so he throwed me down again, and then he opened the purse real quick and got the billfold, and he jumped over me. When he jumped over me, I kicked at him again.
Right there in the private spot?
Oh, yes. I was trying to get him, kiddo. And
how much, Ruby, how much did you have on you at the time, to be honest?
$28.
Oh, you know, the guy's fighting you for 28 bucks.
Yeah, and my good billfold and all of my baby, my grandchildren's pictures and everything.
Yeah, you don't
want to
lose
them. If he needed it worse than I did, well, maybe he could have had it. I don't know. But anyway, he jumped over me in the bedroom, and I jumped up again, and he come to my screen door in the living room. See, I got a wrought iron door that you have to unlock from the inside. You can't get out. And he thought he could get out that way. He was so scared. And I jumped up, and I said, I got you now. And I was trying to crush him between my door and the screen door. And I slammed it, see? And he lunged again the door and knocked me down again the television. I hit the chair, and then I hit the floor.
Let me ask you something. When you're going through this, I mean, you're an 89-year-old woman, but, boy, full of life, I'll tell you that. But are you thinking? You're not thinking about your safety. You're thinking about just kicking ass here, aren't you?
Oh, I was getting him, honey. I didn't have no fear. I didn't, all the, no pain, I got hurt, my leg was all bleeding, my arm was all, blood all over my clothes.
Oh, man.
And but I didn't think of that. I didn't think of nothing but getting him. I didn't feel no pain, nothing.
You were thinking about nothing but opening up that can of whoop-ass.
God took all that away from me, honey. All I thought was getting him, and I never got a bit scared, nothing.
Now, what happened? Did he get away, or was he?
Oh, he got away. Yeah, he did. He run out the back door. He knew he couldn't get out the front, and he pushed me down, and he jumped over me again. I kicked him, tried to kick him the second time. I couldn't catch him, get him, and my foot was, my toes was blue, clear to my toenails. All of my toes.
So, did they eventually catch him?
No, they haven't got him.
So he still, and he made off with your $28?
Uh-huh.
And a good billfold.
And your good billfold and the pictures of the grandkids.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. But, you know, you could you, if you had to, identify him out of a lineup?
I don't know. Now, that's what they keep asking me. Now, if he would go and clean himself up, he had on old shorts, the short shorts.
Yeah.
And an old dowdy shirt is all he had on. And now, if he would go and clean himself up and put nice clothes on, cut that hair, you know, I don't know.
You don't know if you'd be able to do
it. I don't know. I wouldn't want to identify somebody that wasn't. Now, if they'd have got him right away, yes, but I don't know. But I would try, but I couldn't say if he would go ahead and change his appearance and all around. I don't know.
Is this the first time you've ever had to beat somebody up?
That's the first time I've ever beat somebody up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, he
so did you ever? Ever have any idea that you had those skills?
No.
Just came over and you did it.
Come over me. God said, "Do it, Ruby. Do it," and Ruby done it.
Well, Ruby, you're coming a little bit of a celebrity over this, though, aren't you?
Well, that's what they say. I don't know. I don't want to be no celebrity, though. Wait till I be 90. I'll be 90 the third day of July.
Well, God bless you.
It's my birthday. And I said, wait to get that long and try to be a celebrity? I said, no way.
David Letterman's people have been calling you, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. They want me on the television.
Well, are you going to do it?
I told them, the talk show, rather.
Yeah.
And I said, wait till September. Wait till I get over all of this in September. I want to go to see my people in July. And I said, wait till September, and I might do it.
But, you know, you go up there, nice trip up to New York. They give you first-class treatment all the way, Ruby. Have a nice vacation.
Oh, they will. And I said, I wouldn't come by myself. And he said, we'd pay your daughter's way, too.
Oh, yeah.
By all means.
Yeah. What does your daughter think of all this?
Oh, she... She thinks she's in hog heaven.
I bet. But so everything is finally starting to calm down now.
Yes, but people still call to know. For 2 weeks, I'm still getting calls all over.
Really?
Even from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And all over, I'm getting calls. But I said, that's okay. I said, I don't mind.
So is everything okay in your neighborhood? Was that an atypical thing for your neighborhood, or...?
Well, yes, nobody around here has ever been robbed, you know what I mean.
So you're in a good neighborhood, then?
Oh, yes. I'm straight across from Channel 13.
Well, that, now you know you're in a good neighborhood if you're, you know, right across the street from Channel 13.
And Channel 13 wasn't here first. 28 was here first.
Uh-huh.
And I said to them, I said, I'm disappointed in you. When they come, I said, I'm disappointed in you. I said, you were straight across the street from me, and you let 28 beat you.
Mm, and what did they say?
And they said, we was here. I said, I didn't see you. I said, if you was here, I didn't see you. You should have made yourself, identified yourself.
So are you enjoying the attention?
Well, I told it like it was.
Yeah, you no doubt
you're
about that.
You're a straight shooter, Ruby.
I tried to be. I was raised a straight shooter back in the Virginia mountains.
You're a mountain girl, farm girl, what?
A farm. My daddy owned a farm there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of farm?
Oh, just a regular farm to keep his family, that's all.
Tobacco?
No tobacco.
He never used
tobacco, no way, shape, or form.
Really?
No tobacco.
Stan was raised on a motorbike farm.
Yeah, I was raised on a motorbike farm where we had a lot of land and mini bikes.
Well, that would work if you liked it.
I couldn't wait to get the hell out.
Not me.
No. You don't have any desire to go back to the farm?
No. All of my people's gone. I'm the only one who's left out of 11 children.
Wow. Were you the baby?
Yes. Me and my twin brother.
Was
twins. And me and my twin brother was a baby. And every one of my sisters, I've lost 13 nephews and five nieces.
And you outlived them all. What's the secret to good health?
Well, taking care of yourself and not abusing your body and resting and eating right. Taking a long walk every day.
You never smoke? You never drank?
Oh, no. Come on,
you never liked the little taste of the old whiskey?
No way.
No.
No way.
You know, pack of Camels up there in the breast pocket?
Uh-uh.
No.
We was an old hard-shell Baptist, they called them, back in Virginia.
Ruby, well, thank you so much for coming on, and God bless you. You're something of a hero up there.
Well, I guess I'll have to take it.
You're gonna have to live with it.
I don't say I'm really like it, but I'll have to take it for the other people. So I wouldn't let the other people down. At my church, you see, I take care of the old people. They laugh at me when I say I take care of the old people at church. See, we got a video church downstairs where the older people can't climb steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I take care of them down there.
And they're younger than you are.
Oh, yes, some of them is.
Yeah.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
And they laugh and say, you take care of the old people? I said, why not?
That's right. You're doing good work there, Ruby.
I said, God left me here for some reason. And I said, he's got a chore for me to do yet on this earth, and I'm going to do it. As long as he wants me to do it and helps me with it, I'm going to do it, kiddo.
All right, sweetheart. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Bye, Ruby.
Okay, so
bye-bye.
Long.
There's a spry old woman.
I can tell right now she could take you.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. Oh,
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... I'm sorry. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition.
How about Brian May?
I guess Queen opened up the Oscar. I refused to watch it.
Nah, I saw the clip, though.
Yeah, I saw the clip. And they got that Lambert there with him, too.
Well, somebody's
got to do it.
But I watched him...
Brian May is great.
I watched him step forward when they were doing We Will Rock You.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, Lambert's got to go, buddy. You're a boy, you're a big baby, playing in the street, going to be a big man someday. And then the solo, and Brian May steps forward.
Brian May, and it's a documented genius. So, okay. So that goes without saying.
It was just so good to see.
And he's an icon. Couple of things. How do I go about this?
You weren't caught up in the massage parlor thing.
No.
Okay,
no, I wasn't.
You took a deep breath there.
Of course.
And how to go about this.
You know, I wasn't caught up in that.
Because they did say there was a bigger name than Kraft, and if it's you, so help
me. Look, I learned my lesson. I haven't come to the house. I cannot. I, Stan, it doesn't bother Haney. I think it bothers Junior a little bit. I cannot escape Bonehead, Dave. I cannot.
Bother me.
Oh, no. So, Zito and I were talking last night. Let me flash back to last week.
Wait a second. You and Zito were talking on a Sunday night?
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to him.
You know, like pal around with him?
No, I didn't pal around with him.
You told me that your private time is precious and that if I'm going to call you, I'd better have a damn good reason.
Yes. You know what? You're one of the rare exceptions to the rule. You can call me anytime. You know what? But I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm going to tell them the people that are hearing my voice, they know it's you. And it's the Stan way, and I've brought it up before. Unless it is an emergency.
Yeah, you told me that I was allowed to, if it was a legitimate medical emergency, then I could call anytime.
Yeah, I agree. If it is a medical emergency, I don't expect to be bothered before 9 a.m., especially on a weekend, or after 9 p.m. At night.
Oh, I can help you with that. There's this button that'll shut your phone totally off.
I can't do that. Because the second I do that, I'm going to get a call from up north. My mom's in the hospital. I'm going to get a call from down here. My daughter is in dire straits. I can't do that. And so I'll be with my girlfriend and my phone will go off after the 9 p.m. or before the 9 a.m., and I'll say, it's going to be one of these five people that think that they have complete carte blanche to call me about nothing.
No, you're not including me in that five.
Oh, no, you're not, okay. No.
So you have that many that are like that?
I don't want to shame them on the air. They know who they are. But here it is, you know, it's like 8:15 in the morning.
People call you to shoot the breeze?
On a Saturday. 8:15 on a Saturday.
Who does that?
I'm not going to mention the names. And it's not informational. It's just, what's up?
The only time I will do that is when, like, over 2 years have passed and I want to maintain a friendship.
Right.
And then I will set aside a block of time for them.
You know. How about that game last night?
What?
Look, it's 8:15. I don't have... Did you see this?
What do they want? You know, like to have their own private stand coverage of events?
9 p.m. at night. I've had dinner. Now relaxing.
Do they want to hear what you say, or do they just want you to listen to them?
I don't know. A couple of times I've asked one particular person, after countless texts after 10 p.m. at night, are you drunk?
Yeah. Well, if you got to ask.
Is your wife out of town? No. 9 a.m. Nothing before that. Nothing after 9 p.m. Is that too hard to ask? So, Zito and I, before 9 p.m., last week he wanted me to...
Well, my hours are don't call me at all.
I know that. Well, I know that, even when you need to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
So Zito wanted me to get
Junior's learning, because he'll... The last time he texted me, it was like, "You there, brah?" And then he didn't see me until the following Monday at work, and he figured it out.
Yeah, I know. So Zito and I were talking. He wanted me to get him a shirt last week because I had bought a T-shirt at a radio station he used to work at. He said, "Oh, can you get me one of those?" I said, "Yeah, they're delivered really quick, and they're not expensive. I'll get it for you." Friday's debacle with your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always a debacle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
My birthday.
And Dave taking Zito's money and buying a shirt and card with only his name on it and not for that whole thing. And it made Dave very upset. So over the weekend.
But Dave was supposed to get him a card that says he's sorry.
Did it one better. So over the weekend, Zito and I are going, I said, "Hey, your T-shirt that I ordered for you came in. I'll bring it to you on Monday." So he's like, "Oh, great." And there was a little bit of a wait, and he texts me back. He goes, "Give it to Dave. Tell Dave to bring it to me, that he bought it for me, and that I want..." Okay, so I get here. Dave's moping around. So I, "Dave, come over here." I said, "Here's a T-shirt. I know you had a rough day on Friday. Tell Zito you got him this T-shirt as an I'm sorry, and... all will be forgiven." Meanwhile, Zito already knowing I bought him the shirt. So there goes Dave. Big smile on his face. T-shirt still in the plastic wrap. "Hey, bro, I got you this." He falls for it again. "I got you this T-shirt, man. This is my way of saying I'm sorry." And Zito's like, knowing full well, I got him the shirt. "Oh, thank you, Dave. That was very nice of you." "Yeah, I knew you'd like this. Knew it was something special for you."
So I'm just playing it up to the hill.
Yeah, and so I'm standing there as he's doing this, and I'm going, "Oh, really? What'd you pay for that T-shirt, Dave?" "This was about $14.95 for this T-shirt." And I go, "I could have done a little better." And he just held right up. Zito already knows I got him the shirt. He asked for it.
Yeah.
But Dave's thinking that he did the right thing of buying him a shirt. Idiot.
So did you run him off?
No.
Where is he?
I'll tell you where he is. That's a whole other thing. So he's, you know how he used to hustle me about detailing my car?
Yeah.
And, you know, half-assed job, and I'd still pay him the full amount, even tip him. So he's going around here. "Hey, anybody need their cars detailed? Detailed? I'm going to detail some." So a... Junior Beasley.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Junior Beasley says...
Yeah, he said he was going to detail some cars.
Junior Beasley says, "You can do my car. I can use a detail." So I come here this morning. He's getting ready to... He charged his rate $60. I go, okay, $60, a detail. So I come into the radio station when he's outside hosing it down, and everybody's in here going back, "I didn't ask for this. What are you talking about? He said detail. What do you mean? $60? I can go to the Eager Beaver for $30 and get..." So I'm like, whoa, what the hell's going on?
So he's created an angry mob.
$60 outside wax only. She says, I wanted him to vacuum the inside of the car.
Yeah, that's what detail means.
Wipe it down. Yeah. That's what detail means. Oh, no, bro. That's just for the outside. I'm not doing the inside. And created a whole big stir. And he still wanted his money. And finally, Zito shamed him and said, you get that shop vac and you go into that car and you vacuum that car out and you go and at least wet rag the seats and stuff to get it. And I guess he finally did that. And he's all excited now because he's got pocket money, so he's split. He's got money.
Well,
she paid him, I think, more than the 60. Where, as I heard, she could have gone to the Eager Beaver for $30 and get the same thing.
Well, and he's got work today. He's got money and he's taken off.
Yep. I told you. What did I say before we went on the air? He's always seeking the buck. Well, we'll be back. I can't escape it. I come to work thinking it's not Friday. I don't have to. And there he is creating havoc. And buying Zito shirts that he knows damn well he didn't buy. What the? We'll be back.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I-O.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. What do we got?
What do you think's really going on with this Robert Kraft stuff?
I have it in the grab bag.
It still doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense.
And they say there's a bigger name, but they won't tell you who.
Yeah.
But they'll tell you about Robert Kraft. What is this about?
Yeah, absolutely. He went partying at the Oscars, though. He didn't care.
Well, you're 77 and you've won multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Tend not to give a rat's ass.
That's right. Coming up today, new game. I kind of like this one. I love anytime there's like audio. Stan's Moments in History. I've got five clips, some tragic, some amazing. Your job is to just tell me, what year did that happen in? We'll give you the newscast. We'll give you the broadcast of something.
Now, are you going with the exact year, or do you just have to be close?
No, I need to know the year that happened.
It's not going to work.
They bet it better. And then later on today, Wayback Machine, and we got great prizes this week.
So you should know the year?
You should know the year.
Okay. I'll trust you.
Grab Bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. It's something I do for Haney on Mondays.
You don't have to do that on my account.
And if it helps anybody else, so be it. But this I do this for Haney on Mondays.
Motivational Monday.
Motivational Monday.
When there is darkness, dare to be the first to shine a light. When there is injustice, dare to be the first to condemn it. When something seems difficult, dare to do it anyway. When there seems to be no hope, dare to find some. When times are tough, dare to be tougher. When love hurts you, dare to love again. Yes. When someone is hurting, dare to help them heal. When another is lost, dare to help them find the way. Dare to be the best you can at all times. Dare to be.
Motivational Monday.
That's for you, buddy.
Yeah. That's great.
So you wanted to know with this whole Robert Kraft.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me because to review, as soon as this story breaks, before you know anything about it, his name's in the headlines.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, he's busted at this massage parlor, but Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved. But they don't tell you who that is. They publicly shame Robert Kraft, but evidently we don't know everyone.
I don't know if it's a shaming. I think it was a business opportunity for him.
Here at Robert Kraft's Orchids of New England Day Spa, your massage will always be the GOAT. Our masseuses are like Tom Brady. They're not afraid to put their hands under center. All the ladies are hand-picked from all over South Florida by New England Patriots owner and six-time Super Bowl champion Robert Kraft. He puts them through a rigorous training program to guarantee your satisfaction, as well as his. These girls have better hands than Julian Edelman, and some of them even have less facial hair. And Robert Kraft's Orchids of New England Day Spa is just like the Pats in the Super Bowl. 6 out of 10 times, your massage will result in a happy ending. All month long, get the Patriot Pat Down Special. Buy 2 massages and receive a complimentary keepsake video of your experience. Robert Kraft's Orchids of New England Day Spa, where your pleasure is his pleasure. Go Pats!
Turn it into a business opportunity. Dateline, Minnesota.
Well, that's the difference between Robert Kraft and people like us. It wouldn't occur to us.
No, but it's a moneymaker for him. Dateline, Minnesota. Two dogs called 911 16 times. In one day last week, their owner was gone and had left his cell phone out in emergency mode. So they were hitting the phone with their paws and, well, kept calling 911.
911, what's the address of emergency? Hello?
What
Hello,
is it, girl?
911.
Oh, well.
16 times.
Did you see the pit bull go after the mailman?
Yes, I did.
Boy.
Right down on that ankle.
And didn't care.
They came at him with stuff trying to... Dog didn't care. That's a bad dog.
Dog had its... pit bull had its jaws around the mailman's ankle. Started out... Lady hit it with a broom.
Yep.
Didn't phase it.
Nope.
Guy comes by and throws a trash container, one of those ones on wheels.
Didn't care.
Finally, looks like he got out a pipe wrench and began beating on it, and it didn't care.
Unbelievable. The mailman.
And after, I mean, the dog was severely beaten and held on, and it wasn't until it got madder at somebody else and started to chase them, and then it realized, oh, I can't walk no more.
Yeah, I can't walk no more.
But what the hell gets in a dog's head to do that?
I don't know. Some dogs you can't help. So you get what we have here.
That dog, there was nothing, I mean nothing, more important than gnawing on that man's ankle. It was being beaten, people yelling at it. It didn't care.
The only thing that'll care if you go for the eyes. And you gouge them out like a melon baller.
This one, I don't even know if that would have worked. It was like the dog just checked out.
This grandmother is foul-mouthed. And she doesn't care what comes out of those lips. A naked guy broke into an old lady's house in Georgia this month.
Is this the foul-mouthed one?
Yeah. But he picked on the wrong grandma because she grabbed 2 guns and fired several warning shots. Then the cops showed up and they arrested him. She was being interviewed and still just couldn't stop the cursing. She's being interviewed. Hey, what happened? And that foul-mouthed grandmother.
Something hit that dog. Bam! He didn't have no pants on. Mother f***. If you come in here, you're a dead son of a f***. That's a promise. He said, are you trying to kill me? I said, oh, you finally got the message. I don't know what his intention was, but I know what mine was.
I like her.
Yeah.
Oh, you finally got the message.
This is sick.
Disgusting?
Yeah. A pastor in Iowa has been charged after chasing his daughter in a car on Friday morning and shooting at her. This is a pastor. The police came, and people were upset that this was going on and that there were so many cops in the neighborhood. and the police officer saying, "You got a pastor shooting at his daughter. We need all the cops we can get."
This is one of those stories when you start hearing the details, your jaw kind of drops.
Sixth and Holcomb. We're still trying to get further for some shots. Caller says that someone was shooting at her car.
Like, this is a complete joke. There's this many police officers. There's actually more police officers than this.
Chasing another car through our streets and firing a gun isn't just family business that we can ignore. I mean, these are public safety issues that involve anybody else who's in the area at the time. There are certain professions that we expect a higher standard of behavior out of, and it's, whether it's a teacher, a pastor, or a police officer, there's just expectations that you're not going to do silly things like this.
I didn't know about, maybe Junior, you might know about this because it's with the young people. Story here that says vaping in your wedding photos is now a new trend.
That when the wedding photos are taken, you can permanently have that. Yeah.
Have you heard this? Vaping in your wedding photos?
People are just vaping all the time, regardless.
Here it's even made it as far as the Family Guy.
Hey guys, you want to have a smoke break?
What? We can't smoke inside.
It's not smoking, it's vaping. Everyone's doing it. Come on, Peter, give it a shot.
What happened? All of a sudden, I feel like I know better than everyone else.
Here's where the Democratic Party...
The Democrat Party.
...gets itself between a rock and a hard place.
They don't care, though, do they?
Now, this is gold. A group of kids who like the Green New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking teenagers and little kids with signs and very aggressive.
You're talking about Feinstein?
Yep.
They look to be
the little kids.
Fifth to seventh grade.
Yep. They went to Senator Dianne Feinstein's office to get her to vote for that Green New Deal.
And they are fully brainwashed.
Yup. They're completely brainwashed. Feinstein, who I'm no fan of, realizes you can't do this new Green Deal and tries to explain
but
to these kids.
They've convinced children that the world will end in 10 years.
Yes.
And they believe it.
And old lady Feinstein's trying to tell these kids, look.
Look, I'm on your side. I'm a lib. I'm in on the joke.
Yeah.
I mean, the serious issue.
I'm about as lib as lib comes, but are you this brainwashed? Listen to this exchange with these little kids and Dianne Feinstein when the kids went to her office.
Went for her throat.
I've been doing this for 30 years. You come in here. And you say it has to be my way or the highway. I don't respond to that. I've gotten elected. I just ran. I was elected by almost a million vote plurality. And I know what I'm doing. So, you know, maybe people should listen a little bit.
I hear what you're saying, but we're the people who voted you. You're supposed to listen to us. That's your job.
How old are you?
How old I'm 16.
Are you?
I can't
vote. Well, you didn't
vote
for me.
Well, I'm 24.
It doesn't matter. We're the ones going to be impacted.
I heard something.
It doesn't matter. We're going to be the ones who's all impacted.
I understand that. I have seven grandchildren. I understand it very well.
Senator, the cost of not taking this action is far higher than the cost of what the Green New Deal will be. And
here's
there is enormous popularity for this bill around the whole country.
Here's
and we're asking you to be brave and do this for us and for your grandchildren.
Get enough for everybody. I'm trying to do the best I can, which was to write a responsible resolution.
Any plan that doesn't take bold, transformative action is not going to be what we need.
Well, you know better than I do. So I think one day you should run for the Senate.
Great.
And then you do it your way.
But in the meantime, I just won
a big election.
These kids.
You know what?
Brainwashed.
I never thought I'd feel sympathy for her.
Yeah.
But she needs to get herself a sheepdog. Because those poor kids, they don't know any better, and they're just milling around.
Yeah,
going,
they need, like sheep, herded sheep. These kids don't know what they're talking about.
No, but they have been told the world's going to end in 10 years.
Yeah, you know what? I never thought I'd feel sorry for her, but she got ambushed by her own people that...
But that's what happens.
From her own party.
When you keep pushing this crap, that's what happens.
Yeah. Our,
and there are plenty of, I mean, I'm sure they're good kids. They think they're doing right.
They're not.
But they think they are.
I know.
I mean, my teacher told me I'll get an A if I can get a rise out of old lady Feinstein.
This woman's like 90. Leave her be.
And she's a lib.
I know. One of the libest libs. Our buddy Peter Frampton, he's in, not doing well. He was on CBS this morning.
Well, he said he's got another record in him, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's going on a final tour. Frampton was on CBS this morning and said he has a rare muscular disease.
Boy, I am so glad he and I are good again.
And
it really hurt me when he and I had that feud.
And it's slowly weakening his muscles to the point where eventually he will not be able to play the guitar anymore.
Well, and the thing they were really worried about is 50% of people that get this, it goes right for their voice, too.
Here's Peter Frampton from this weekend.
IBM, occlusion body myositis, which is what I have.
What exactly have you felt?
Going upstairs and downstairs is the hardest thing for me. I'm going to have to get a cane. What will happen, unfortunately, is that it affects the finger flexors. So for a guitar player, it's not very good.
Have you felt that already?
Yes, but I'm able to play great right now. In a year's time, maybe not so good. I know that I will be at the top of my game for this tour, and I will make it through this, and people won't be saying, oh, he can't play as good. I can. But we just don't know for how long. If this is the farewell tour, then maybe if the drug trial works, there'll be the miracle tour. I mean, I wish, but I'm realistic too. Yeah. So this is really is the farewell tour.
Well, you don't want to push it.
No.
Took Tom Petty out.
Yeah. Yeah. Long history with Peter Frampton. Haney had a feud with him.
Yep.
We had him on the show. We've had him on the show so many times, and each time we've had him back on the show, the better the relationship has become.
Mm-hmm.
First time we had Peter Frampton on, Haney, innocently enough, brought up the fact, and he regrets with being in the Sgt. Pepper film.
In hindsight.
And, you know, the one with the Bee Gees and George Burns, and it bombed big time at the box office. Peter Frampton hung up the phone. I can't hear you! Mm-hmm. And then hung up. So, a couple of years go by.
And he let it be known that shan't work together again.
Yeah, the reply, I don't ever want to be on that show again. We shan't work together again.
You know, don't ask about a reunion.
So, lo and behold, a couple of years later, he's at our birthday show. He's got to go and do press for it. So he comes on.
He's obligated.
He's obligated. And as soon as we calmly reminded him, he remembered, but was pleasant enough to do the interview.
I think enough time had gone by that the wound had healed a little bit.
The next time we had him on, he was great. Remember, we gave him the... Know Your Peter Frampton, because it was in like some kind of rock trivia book, and he was telling us whether the trivia was true about him or not. Mm-hmm. Some of it. And then the last time we had him on, which was probably 5 or 6 years ago, he was on with his son.
Mm-hmm.
And just absolutely fantastic. He is a great guy and part of music
history.
He was there for, in humble pie. Today is the anniversary of George Harrison's birth. He would have been 76 today. The great All Things Must Pass album.
He was around all of them.
Peter Frampton was on that album. And, of course, Frampton comes alive.
And then, later in the 90s when, you know, Peter Frampton was considered over. David Bowie hired him to play guitar for him.
One of the greats. I want to wrap up the great.
Well, one of the greats himself, but also somebody, he was in that crowd.
Yes, he was. He was in the mix. He was a session musician on some great stuff. Who do we need to play get Peter Frampton? He's from the
somebody that's
the
like
60s.
On a first name basis with Clapton and all those guys.
Yep. This was featured on tonight with John last week tonight with John Oliver. People criticize us. Oh, you guys, oh, that was tasteless. That was. How about local anchors talking about horrible stories, but yet they're giggling all the way through it? That's about as low as it goes.
But it's a regular thing.
But it happens all the time.
The two elderly men crashed their minivan on their way to the local fair. The driver, 83-year-old James Billingsley, a.k.a. Dimples the Clown.
Their water has been shut off because the state can't pay the bill. IDOT says it's because there's no state budget.
The FSU quarterback will not play in the Peach Bowl because of a family issue. Death in the family is the rumor, Thomas.
Ah, certainly is. You got to love that, though, huh?
Investigators believe a bomb caused the explosion on a plane which has just taken off from the Somali capital of Mogadishu. The blast blew a hole in the side of the plane, and one of the 74 passengers on board was sucked out.
Christine Bazzi Ford testified. She was...
Sorry. Peter Mug North bringing us the grab bag.
That's great. It shows they have personality.
Yeah, doesn't it, though? They're likable.
Yep, just like us.
Yep.
Horrible people.
Yep, we're horrible. We'll be back, Stan and Haney.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Telephone number into the studio. Now, I don't know how many people can get confused with this. Telephone number into the studio is 277-9600.
Well, simply, you're just inviting them to ring us on the telly.
Yes. It's a 239 area code if you're outside of our immediate area. So a lot of you on the cell phones and stuff, you call up, you just 239 and you call in. It's not like the old days where it was like a toll call. Mm-hmm. So you feel free to just call in.
It used to be. Cape Coral was a toll call.
Yeah. Yeah, I think even now, if you're on a landline and you are up in Cape Coral, to call us here down in Estero is a toll call. That's why it still is. That's why we used to have that other line. And people around here don't know what they're doing anymore.
Oh, can you believe that? We've already forgotten about it. 277 or 775.
Now, here's the deal. They already...
What is it now? 275?
277.
Oh.
Jeez.
Hey.
Now, there's somebody, you know, because people change. It was... the program director between Zito regimes that changed that told
because
us,
he has served non-consecutive terms.
Right. Yeah, he's like Grover Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And so the program director at the time said, we don't need this extra number. And they did away with it.
Because in the radio business, we've been taught since we were babies, less is more.
So somebody's going down the hallway looking at the paperwork. K-Rock, what's going on with K-Rock? What's this 775? I said, we don't use it anymore. Well, why is it still here on the sheet? Well, I don't know why it's still, it's 277. Then I got the people saying, well, you give out the area code. I thought you want us to text you. No, you can text with the area code too, but we want you to call now. Later on, you can text anytime you want. How hard is it? 239-277-9600. And it works texting as well. Here's some prizes we got this week if you contribute to the show. This is good. We got a good week. We got the barbecue saw if you want some of the saw. We still have $50 to Taverna Woodfire Kitchen in Cape Coral, $50 to the pewter mug. This week, because it's getting closer and we get another wave, another chance to get a pair of tickets to see the Steve Miller Band coming to Suncoast Arena. That's right at near the Barbara B. Mann, right next to the Barbara B. Mann, the arena where the Pirates play, the Florida College Pirates, whatever they call it now. Also, tickets.
I guess community college became a bad word.
Yeah, and there was nothing wrong with that. We also have tickets to the Cape Coral Irish Music Festival, which is going to be at the Cape Coral Irish American Club March 2nd and 3rd. All-day entertainment and fun there at the... Because we're coming close to St. Paddy's Day. Aaron, go bra. You contribute, maybe. This is your time to chime in. Ahoy, who's this?
This is the Shark Lover.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, Shark Girl.
Did you hear on Friday I ran into our old intern HW at the Walmart?
No, I did not hear that.
He hangs around the Walmart a lot, doesn't he?
He doesn't work now. Help me out on this, Shark Girl, because you grew up with him.
Yes.
Now, he's telling me, I said, you're at your old stomping grounds here, the Walmart. He goes, I don't work here anymore. I'm into selling fishing poles. Is that true?
But he takes fishing equipment in boxes and he puts it on shelves. That's basically what he does. He's not a salesperson. Okay.
I said, what do you do now? He said, I sell fishing poles and rods and reels. I said, finally, you're at least doing some kind of marine thing towards what you got your degree in. But he doesn't do that.
No, he works in a hot building all day where he's docking equipment. That's what he does.
Shelf boy.
I don't know where he's getting this whole boy. I'm a salesman.
Yeah, he says I'm selling.
But he's going back to what he's good at.
Yeah, I'm in the rod and reel business.
No, don't let him fool you with his dog and pony show, okay?
And here's what he also said. He apologized. I said, have you been listening lately? He goes, I don't listen that much anymore because I'm working in the fishing and rod and reel business. and then he said, I said, we hear from Shark Girl a whole heck of a lot. And then both him and his girlfriend... Oh, she is so obsessed with you guys. I don't know what her problem is. She just...
Oh, God.
I got a lot of that. I got a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's because he doesn't like when I call in because I drop truth bombs about all this bull crap. He tries to pull the wool over everybody's eyes. Oh, yeah, I'm a fishing gear salesman. No, that's crap.
So he's a stock boy.
He's a stock boy. Yeah, he's a glorified stock boy, okay? You know, he does whatever they want him to do. You know, he gets some coffee and, you know, they give him a little pat on his butt and off he goes.
He's We had him as our intern for probably like half a year, years ago, and he's not dumb. I mean,
I thought he was going to be a marine biologist, I could have set him up.
He knows all about reptiles and fish and all that kind of. I mean, he can look at a fish, look at a sea turtle, look at a spider, look at a lizard, and tell you all
about
it. And
certainly, he didn't
He's not dumb. He's just lazy. He has no motivation whatsoever.
Well, so, certainly,
you know,
didn't.
I mean, their dishwasher has been broken for, I don't know, going on 3 months. And, you know, he can't fix the dishwasher or do the dishes. So his girlfriend is not only the breadwinner, but now she's also the house cleaner. And then she has to take care of his fragile ego on the side. It's a full-time job. Okay?
Why in the world did he waste all that time and money going to college? I don't think a degree is required for Walmart or selling fishing poles.
You can ask me the same question, okay? I went to art school. Like, let's talk about a waste of time and money, okay?
Well, I don't think that was a waste because you put it to use.
Yeah, and you're very good at what you do.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm not making like 50 G's a year here.
Let me ask you, but you know what? You got a good reputation for the work that you do, and you're doing something that you were educated in doing. He didn't go to school to be a stock boy.
Yeah, this is something, there's a lot more to this than I'm willing to get into. Okay?
Right, but now wait a second, you guys grew up together, and I know you and Nigel and all, you guys are some of the smartest people that I know.
They were like the Three Musketeers.
And it seems like you and Nigel have reached for your dreams, and he's kind of stuck in neutral.
Yeah, well, when you got a girlfriend that takes care of you, babies you.
Well, everybody likes that.
Okay, that's what. Why would you want to work when you got somebody that's doing all the work for you?
See,
you know?
I think for him, it's a progress stopper.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't he care about his own self worth?
Does he have any?
All right,
I don't know.
Never mind.
Wait, real quick.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is up with this Robert Kraft situation? Here's what I don't understand.
I don't understand it either.
No, nobody does.
You see his wife. Like, why
well, his wife passed away. He's been dating somebody who's much younger than him.
His wife passed away in, I think, 2011, and he's been dating this model that's like in her late 30s who's drop-dead gorgeous. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense.
Why would you be dropping that kind of money on a girl like that? If she's not going to put out, okay? I don't understand the logic.
I heard from the videotape that they got him on two occasions going into the place, and it's like he's been there before. He goes in, and it's not like he's not knowing what to do. He knows the place.
Here's what I don't get big time, Stan, and maybe between the two of you can figure it out. I mean, I understand that we all have impulses and we have certain needs.
Right.
But I would think with his means, based on the pictures I've seen, he would want someone attractive to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Where is this place? Like a day spa in Hollywood, Florida?
It's in Jupiter, and it's in a strip mall.
Yeah, it's between an Outback and a beauty supply store.
Yeah, now, he lives in West Palm, or not even, he lives in Palm Beach. Now, I know they're relatively close, but how far away is Jupiter from Palm Beach?
He was chauffeured in.
It's probably...
I mean, that's a drive. I mean, you're not going to tell me it's 5 minutes around the corner.
I mean, it's like you say, everybody's got a kink.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what these girls were doing, but whatever.
And it seems like... it wasn't just him. It seems like the clientele there was very high-end.
Yeah,
we're talking about like hedge fund managers,
which makes me think that all of these high end people had a vested interest in what was going on there and might have been sampling the merchandise.
But the merchandise isn't good.
I know.
You think they were stockholders and the
big names, big names.
No, but do you understand what was going on there?
I don't know.
Human trafficking.
They took these women.
Oh.
These women come from mainland China, and they're told, you're going to the United States. We've got you jobs as maids and domestic help, and we've got you all cleared to go into the United States. And they get off the plane, and they're taken to one of these massage parlors, and they're locked in. And
they can't leave.
You don't leave here. God. You live here. Here's something to cook your rice with.
And then they go and they show the numbers of what their quota is for the day of satisfying people. It's outrageous numbers.
And they just slept on the massage tables.
Oh, God.
There you go.
It's slavery.
I don't know. Right. The only good thing to come out of this is maybe we'll see Hillary Clinton's name attached to that somewhere. So.
Well, you know it's there.
I'll see you later.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Yeah, it's definitely, and I think too many people are focused on, oh, look, they got Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
No, look at what was going on.
And the big name people, the millionaires. That's why I said tip of the iceberg.
And these women were basically reverse Shanghai'd.
Yep.
Are you allowed to say that anymore?
I think you can, when in that context. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Bill?
Yeah. Go ahead.
How you doing?
No, I'm sorry. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. It's Chris from Cape Coral.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, have you heard about this no-kill animal shelter that they're having in Cape Coral? There's an event coming up. I don't know if you guys know about it.
Yeah.
It's a 70s dance party, okay? So it's all the 70s music. It's at the Wicked Dolphin on Saturday, March the 9th.
Are you giving me an advertisement right here?
Well, it's for the no-kill animal
shelter. I understand. That's a good thing.
How do people contact the no-kill animal shelter and they can tell them all about it?
And then they can tell them all about it. Give us the number to the no-kill shelter and they can tell us all about it.
I'll send you an email.
Okay,
great.
Good. If not, contact a salesperson. They'd be glad to hear from you.
Because reading is fundamental.
Yes. Ahoy.
Ahoy. It's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We haven't seen you, since the movies?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. How you been?
I don't know how long ago that went. Pretty good. How about you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just loved. Happy belated birthday to Haney.
Thank you very much, Emily.
I absolutely loved the story about the cake and the people that didn't contribute and just try. That literally just made my day. I smiled all day.
But
that
you understand it, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank God.
All true.
It's principle.
But the belief up front is that they bought Haney a cake, he threw it away, and they're not going to do that anymore.
I don't know how memories get skewed like that. But
that's a reputation, I get.
Yeah. Emily, what can I get you?
You know what? You have the tavern in Cape Coral. I'm up in Cape Coral. That'd be great.
Done. Hold on. Thank you for phoning. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to give you more chances to win as we play Stan's Moments in History. We're going to take you right there to the newscast, the broadcast, the moment it happened. All you have to do is tell us what year that happened in. These are historical events burned into our memories. But do you remember the year that it happened? If you do, and you're the first person to identify the correct year, you'll get a prize. For Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Cool weekends in the afternoon. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
So I was a good boy.
Yeah, you had a good heart. Hi, everybody.
But I grew out of it.
And you did. You matured nicely. Stan and Haney... We were just talking about the early days in radio.
Some say it might have gone too far.
With certain people. We're going to play Stan's Moments in History in just a second.
Reminiscing, taking myself back to the bitchin' Camaro days.
Yeah. When you could be difficult.
Quite a handful.
Yep.
You know what? The weird thing is, we're fairly close in age. You got like a couple of years on me, but when we first met, I looked at you as being just a killjoy.
Yep. By that time in my life,
I had no idea who I was really dealing with, but you seemed like a killjoy.
By that time in my life, the spark had already been taken out of me, and I was only in my mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And seriously, the my jerk days, and I was a jerk, were well behind me because something had popped in my head and I said, you know what?
So our jerk days may have been the same length of time. It's just that you got to see mine.
Yes. I had already passed through it because I was a jerk too. But by that point in time, I looked at my life and I said, you better snap out of it. Now, probably... 4 or 5 years later, bless you, Bless you. Don't get the E-cups. You snapped out of it.
Yeah, and Junior said that he snapped out of it, too, that he got tired of being a jerk.
Yeah, I think he snapped out of it, and that was only just a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, not that long ago.
No, it was not that long ago at all, because you still hang out with jerks, don't you?
But you're the mature one of the jerks. You've advanced.
I've advanced, yeah.
It happens.
See, that's how it was when I met Stan. Stan was the guy coming in the morning, making coffee, checking the news and all that. Yeah. And I was the guy in there with a whore and, a half-eaten cheeseburger, a bunch of beer bottles.
Half-drank bottle. Of.
Yep.
And the night guy, who was even the biggest dick that I ever knew.
Oh, my God. What a phony.
He complete phony. Complete phony. And he'd be the kind of guy that would get you going. And then once you started rolling, hey, all hell broke loose. But he was the instigator. He was the dice roller. Let's make it happen, you phony. Sorry about that, folks. Well, let's move on.
Oh, yeah, we got work to do.
Yeah, we got work to do. Aaron Walker at Naples Nissan is telling you straight. Come on into the dealership. You take a test drive. You're going to get $100 worth of gift cards. That's great. That's phenomenal. You buy a new Nissan, and you're going to Disney World. He's not joking. Every new car purchase this month, you go and purchase a new Nissan down at Naples Nissan, he's going to give you tickets to go to the happiest place on earth. He's going to send you to Disney World.
And you want a Nissan? Yes, you do. And you want to get it from Aaron Walker.
Yep.
He means business. He knows what's going on. He knows how to get things done. And you get to go to Disney World.
Over 600 new Nissan models on the lot right now. Just say you want a test drive. You get the $100 worth of gift certificates. And you buy Disney World.
Are we supposed to do this part?
Where?
Okay, I'll be person one.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Sheffield, I see you just purchased a new Rogue. Where are you going next?
I'm going to Disney World.
Yes, you are.
Pine Ridge Road, exit 107 off of I-75, or visit NaplesNissan.com.
I think we were very convincing.
Nice role playing.
Nice job, Mr. Sheffield.
Thank you. I'm going to Disney World. Let's play a game.
Stan played Mr. Sheffield.
Yeah. I feel pretty honored, not like a Smollett performance, but.
Speaking of a Smollett performance, it's been done to us. There's a fake hate crime that's been perpetrated in the studio.
And Dave did it.
No?
No. What happened? Where's the fake crime perpetrated in the studio?
Have you seen this?
What does that say? What does that say? Give me that.
Fake hate crime.
The new guy, Ken. MFing A something uses a lot of tissues. Oh yeah, he's the one that changes everything in the studio. He uses all your Kleenex.
Well, he put that up himself so that he would be a victim. Because look at that handwriting. Nobody in radio writes like that.
He's again much like Jesse Smollett, attention seeker. And we're on to his game.
And why would he write that out and put it up there?
I don't know. But you know what? I'm throwing it up.
Yeah. Destroy the evidence. Yeah. You know what they say? It's never the crime. It's the cover-up.
Yep.
So make sure you throw that in the trash. Nobody will find it there.
Yeah. Who looks in the trash?
And you don't know nothing, Junior. You hear me?
Yeah. Dummy up.
And if anybody asks you about it, lie.
Yep. Stan's moment in history. Here's what we got for you. Babaku saw. $50 to Taverna Woodfire Kitchen.
Junior
in Cape
Bob Mueller comes calling for you. You look him in the eye and go, you listen to me, pal. I don't know nothing, and I can prove it.
Pewter Mug, $50. Pewter Mug North. We got tickets to the Steve Miller Band, March 13th at Suncoast Arena. And tickets to the Cape Coral Irish Music Festival, March 2nd and 3rd at the Cape Coral Irish American Club. Your job, I'm going to play you a moment in history. Some great, some tragic. Just be the first person to tell me the year that that happened.
And we should know the year.
And we should know the year.
Because it sounds like it could be difficult.
You're going to have to put your thinking cap on. You're going to, if you're old enough, you're going to remember most of the events. I can tell you right now, you and I
So this is no multiple choice.
No. Just tell me the year. Let's begin. I'll release the phones after we play the clip. You tell me what year this happened. This was a great moment, and I can remember it as a little kid. What year did this happen? Why isn't that working? Well, it helped to put it in.
What did your teacher tell you, Junior?
He ain't paying attention.
What did your teacher tell you?
What, at FSU?
In your sex education class?
Oh, plug it in, plug it in.
Okay, here we go. What year did this happen? I remember it as a little kid. I'll release the phones after the clip.
He's sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 715. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate, and listen to this crowd. A sellout crowd is cheering Henry Aaron, the home run king of all time. 715.
2779600.
I have vivid memories of that.
You and me both. What year did that happen? 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Brad. Yeah, you know.
Oh, hey, Scatter.
That's what you call
hey.
Him.
Hey, buddy. Are you able to figure out what year that happened?
1936.
You are just so messed up in the head. Don't make us have to put another restraining order on you. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Matt.
Matt, what year?
1974.
You are absolutely correct. April 1974. Dodgers, Braves, Hank Aaron, home run king. You are right. Awesome. What would you like, Matt?
Let's see Steve Miller.
Done. You're going to see the Steve Miller Band. Hold on.
That was... My God, when I think back on it now, it's like a Norman Rockwell painting, what life was like then.
Oh, yeah.
I would listen on my little transistor radio, because in 1974, I was 8, and I would listen to the Braves, because, you know, when you're a kid, it's like you always got to go to bed before you're tired.
Yep.
And I would listen to the Atlanta Braves, you know, every time they played on that little radio. And then when Aaron was getting close, I remember the talk and my dad going, don't worry about it. It's not going to happen tonight. He wants to do it at home.
And that's what happened. They benched him. I guess they were in Cincinnati and he could have done it then,
yep.
But they benched him.
And then it was a big deal at that time to be able to see them on television.
Yep. And they were on TV.
Yep.
All right, here you go. Number two, Haney and I remember this oh so well. We witnessed it. What year did this happen? Tragedy.
It was a bitter cold but sparkling clear morning at Cape Canaveral. Here at the last seconds of the countdown.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
All the communications between the shuttle and mission control indicated everything was going fine. There was a sense of relief that the much-delayed flight was finally underway.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
It happened just over 1 minute into flight.
1:15, velocity 2,900 feet per second, altitude 9 nautical miles, downrange distance 7 nautical miles.
From mission control, silence. Then the bland, chilling report.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
What year?
I'll never forget the silence followed by obviously a major malfunction.
Yep. What year? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ted.
What's your first name?
Ted.
Ted, what year?
Was that 1998?
Nope. Sure wasn't. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, do you remember the year that that happened?
I'm pretty sure it was 1986.
You are absolutely right, Lisa. 1986, you are correct. What would you like?
What do you have left?
Barbecue saw, Taverna Woodfire Kitchen, Pewter Mug, Steve Miller Band, Cape Coral Irish Music Festival.
I will do the Steve Miller Band.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, back in 86, we'd only been in radio for a couple of years.
Yeah. That's it for Steve Miller Band today. This one I was much too young to remember. I was alive. Haney was alive, but too young to remember. Name the year this tragedy happened.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene. Officers also reportedly chased and fired on a radio-equipped car containing two white men. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face. Police, who have been keeping a close watch over the Nobel Peace Prize winner because of Memphis' turbulent racial situation, were on the scene almost immediately. They rushed the 39-year-old Negro leader to a hospital where he died of a bullet wound in the neck.
277-9600, that was Walter Cronkite bringing you the news. What year did that happen?
A lot happened that year.
Yes, sir. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Gene.
Gene, what year?
1968.
It is 1968, April 1968. What would you like, buddy?
I think I'll go with the Irish Music Fest.
You're going to enjoy it. Hold on. Cape Coral Irish Music Festival, March 2nd through the 3rd at the Cape Coral Irish American Club.
Yep. My bird's eye view on that part of history is a vague memory of things I'm not supposed to know about.
Yep. Got another one here for you. Haney and I were doing the afternoon show when this happened. Yep, we've been here since then. Name the year that this tragedy happened.
This is CNN Breaking News.
I'm Jean Meserve in Washington. In Paris, France tonight, a tragedy. Britain's Princess Diana has been in an automobile accident. She has been injured. Her companion, Dodi Al-Fayed, with whom she has been romantically linked over the past month or so, reportedly was killed, as was the driver of the car. One of Diana's personal bodyguards was also in the car, and the guard was injured. This accident happened in Paris in a tunnel along the Seine River.
What year? And when that report came out, they didn't even know she had passed away yet. What year was Princess Diana killed? 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, can you tell me the year?
84.
Incorrect.
If you remember, Stan gave a hint at the beginning of this.
Yeah, Haney and I were doing afternoons right where we are now when that happened. Ahoy, who's this?
Diane.
Diane, the year?
1997.
You are absolutely correct. 1997. You are right. And what would you like?
I want the Irish concert thing.
Yep, Irish, the Cape Coral Irish Music Festival. Yeah. You got it.
Yes.
You got it. Hold on. Good job. I'm going to leave on a high note. America was on a high note. The broadcaster, Al Michaels.
43 seconds remaining. Morrow
Checked into the boards. It comes back to center ice. 38, 37 seconds left in the game. Petrov with it. The Americans on top, 4-3. Long shot. Craig able to get a piece of it to sweep it away. 28 seconds. The crowd going insane. Karlamov shooting it into the American end again. Morrow is back there. Now Johnson, 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. The Legionov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable. What year? Al Michaels was a young broadcaster then.
Well, you know what they say, Stan. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah. What year? Ahoy, who's this?
Gary.
Gary, what year?
68.
You're way behind us. You're way behind us, Gary. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, what year?
1980.
Yes, the miracle on ice as the Americans beat the Soviet Union.
USA defeat 3CP.
1980. You are 80. Absolutely correct. What would you like?
I guess the pewter mug. That'd be great.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Hold on. There you go. Episode of Stan's Moments in History. You guys did a good job. We're going to take a break. When we come back, first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, we take a trip into the Wayback Machine. We take a look at what was on the pop charts this week in a particular year. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
A nonstop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
You know what Junior's fantasizing about?
I can only imagine.
He's fantasizing about AOC calling him Poppy.
She's got enough of problems. They're all turning on her.
Well, that's because she's saying stupid.
And they're...
Tell me I eat too many hamburgers. Did you hear that, Junior? You're eating too many hamburgers.
Neighbors in her district say they never saw her there, and she's admitting now that, well, she's been living with her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And,
who looks a lot like Junior.
Yeah.
She's definitely got a type.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's moved into some luxury place where the people that live there are complaining about gentrification, which is part of what she ran on in Brooklyn.
She's got her own problems. Let's get you.
Well, we love a blank slate, don't we?
We sure do.
But it gets smudged up quick.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic. Jet's Pizza bringing us traffic this half hour.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay. Fort Myers. Hit and run. 7400 block of Lake Breeze Drive and Brookdale. Disabled vehicle, Fort Myers. 10,000 block of Fowler Street, right across from the Steak and Shake. Fort Myers crash, Buckingham Road and River Road. In Estero, crash, Corkscrew Road and Estero Town Commons Place. And this one, Lehigh Acres. Crash, Homestead Road North and Taylor Lane. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? He's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
All right.
And finally, They have done a study that explains it all.
What?
There's no mystery here. The difference between men and women.
Oh, they needed a study for this?
Women are most attracted to men who are around their own age. Men of any age are only attracted to women under 24.
Yeah, go figure.
What a groundbreaking survey.
I wonder how much that study cost.
I don't know, but moving on with the news. A 23-year-old woman sold her virginity to make her mother proud.
Yep, and probably it was an older man.
A man is busted with 500 pounds of pot while driving.
Oh, my God.
What gave him away?
What gave him away?
He was doing 30 under the speed limit.
Stoop.
A man with no arms still manages to stab his own father by holding scissors between his toes.
Oh, sometimes these people that don't have arms, their feet are may as well be
what
hands.
What an inspirational story.
Yep, it's a feel-good story.
And finally... From the local beat.
Yes.
A woman by the name of Joanne Sadowski was playing golf with her husband.
Oh, that's nice. So, you know, husband and wife getting out, hitting the links.
I guess they had a couples tournament in Bonita on Saturday.
Nice.
And on the second hole, she shanked it pretty badly.
Oh, that happens.
Ball was heading straight towards the water.
Yeah.
Until a gator saw it and snatched it right out of the air.
They're very coordinated creatures.
Surprisingly so.
Yes.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's so important. 4 o'clock Fluffer, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, the 91st Annual Academy Awards aired last night.
And ding dong day.
Evidently, there's somebody upset over something.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to really hand it to the Academy. A lot of diversity this year. They learned their lesson.
No, they didn't. Because Spike Lee's pissed.
Well, he's pissed because the wrong movie won. He wanted his movie to win.
Well, he would just like to understand the conspiracy about why he's always losing to movies about driving somebody.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things we learned from the Oscars.
Top things we learned from the Oscars.
I'll tell you what I learned.
What's that?
Brian May still got it.
You darn right.
People in Hollywood really, really like to hear themselves talk.
Yep.
Bette Midler's mouth is the only thing on her face still capable of movement. You can write Dumb and Dumber and still win an Oscar.
Yep. Yeah, there we go. Right there. That's fine. Yeah, he gets that one.
Barbara Streisand's transformation to look like a cat is nearly complete.
I'll show you meth.
Hearing people call movies film makes you want to punch them in the face.
Sex machine, get up off of that thing. Yeah. I feel good. Jam!
There is a difference between sound mixing and sound editing.
Yes, oh yes.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Ah, drop from the greatest film of all time. Of course, Stan loves it as well. Idiocracy, one of the greatest.
Welcome to Costco.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too.
When you're as big as Jason Momoa, you can wear a pink velvet tux and no one will say an effing word.
Hold my beer.
Gay and Black are in.
Yes.
Megyn Kelly is out.
Yes.
It is ma'am.
Why does no one clamor for another Wayne's World movie?
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. I'm dying. This is gold. Pure gold.
And finally.
Yes.
The very top thing we learned from the Oscars.
Sure.
Spike Lee's outfit answered the question, what would Prince look like as an elevator operator?
Oh. He has such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Thank you, Freddie. Ahoy.
You know what, Spike?
What?
Bitterness doesn't sell.
It is very bitter. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
And I find your movie, I'm sorry, film, problematic.
Motion picture?
I find it problematic.
Yep.
I think we should have a national conversation.
Yep, a roundtable discussion.
Yes, indeed. Blue Ribbon Commission.
Yep. this is from Fred. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, Haney. You guys are the greatest.
Thank you, Fred. And I want to thank everybody for all their birthday wishes.
Yeah, they came in after the show on Friday, and here's a few more. Ed writes... Oh, no, this Ed's writing about Dave. Ahoy, guys. With Friday's show behind us, just when you think Dave couldn't stoop any lower... What a broke dick. Signed, Ed. this is from Gramps. Gramps. Ahoy, lads. I'm a sad, broken, shell-shocked old man.
Well, who among us can say different?
With not long to live. I'll be 112 soon. When? I cannot tell you, because you will give that information to Dave the Waterman, and he'll F up the day. All to hell. Signed, Gramps. It was Haney's day on Friday, okay? Let's remember that, Dave. Lisa. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Haney, I tried calling on Friday, and unfortunately, I got cut off when you guys answered. I just wanted to call and wish you a very happy birthday, Haney, and I hope your weekend was great. My phone company sucks. Very truly yours, Lisa.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
What the hell? This is from Adam. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. The other day, y'all started talking about dill pickles. Did we?
We were talking. The only thing we talked about was that in Connecticut, to sell a pickle as a pickle, it has to bounce.
Ah, that's right. Y'all were talking about dill pickles. On my drive home, all I could think about were dill pickles. So I had to stop and buy some. I got the kosher kind as well. Thanks, guys. Also, F Dave. You should have knocked him out and stuffed a bar of soap in his mouth. Jeez, signed Adam. Jeez. Brutal.
When does spring training start?
It's already started, trust me. I live in the desirable Daniels corridor, and the Red Sox and the Yankees were there on Saturday, and then
heard that traffic is like at its peak.
Is it really? Yeah, yeah. I'm going nuts by my house.
I have heard that a normal drive.
Yeah.
that might take you 20, 30 minutes is now like 90 minutes of stop and go.
Yeah.
So it's getting you at Daniels.
The intersection, well, here's the deal. Where I live in the desirable Daniels corridor, you have two spring training teams.
Yeah, and you're sent.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Properly located between them.
One east of me and one west of me. So, I got it both ways.
There's no way out for you.
The intersection at 75 cannot handle with the light changes because people want to go and after the game gets out, they want to jump up on 75 after leaving. The line of cars does not handle the on-ramp to 75. And so they're all blocked going one way. Light turns green. You can't make the left turn onto Daniels coming north on 75 because there are too many cars trying to get off of Daniels to go south on 75. And then you get just past that, and then the next game is starting over at Hammond for the Twins, and they got big, giant light-up signs. If going to game, keep left. Through traffic, stay right. But none of them listen. You got those people from Minnesota, they got the left turn signal on because they're all the way over in the right lane and they realize that turn's coming up fast. Idiots! Idiots!
Feel better?
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus. We'll probably sit around
what?
And cook.
No, no.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Get all fat and sassy?
Yeah. Ahoy, gentlemen. First, Haney, I hope you like your gift.
Oh, my God. Guardian, you are the man. You never fail to surprise and impress. I am blown away. Thank you so much.
Guys, here's something that really bothers me. And I will use the incident that happened the other day. There was a young man who got punched in the face by some deranged leftist.
I saw it.
Yep,
I did. And nobody cares.
On college campus. I saw it. Why that young man didn't fight back, and where were the other people from the right? Why did they not come to his aid? Why do you think, what was that, at Berkeley?
Yeah.
Where and he had every right to set up there.
Yeah, and what happened to him is basically what Jussie Smollett said happened to him.
Except it really happened to
him.
It
really happened, and they've got it on tape. The guy just cold-cocked him.
I would love some leftist to take a swing at me, because I'll fight back. And trust me.
It'd be the last thing they did.
And trust me, you will be seriously hurt.
You know that, Stan.
Yep. Let's see. I may be up there in years, but I am like a pit bull. If I get a hold of you, it's over. Yeah, but what you can do is dance around him, and you're good. But if he gets a hold of you...
Are you saying you think you could take him?
Oh, no. But I can tire him out.
All right.
I'm old and crafty and don't necessarily fight fair. So if you believe in truth and the American way of life, stand up. Stand together and stop the socialist agenda.
We have to.
Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
When we come back, we do it every Monday. We're going to take a look at the Wayback Machine, find out what was on the charts this week in a particular year. I think today we're taking a look at 10 through 6, the bottom of the top 10. We'll do it when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. Tell you where we're going. But let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Go ahead and do traffic. I'll tell you in a second.
All right. Let's see where to start. Fort Myers. Got a crash. South Point Boulevard and College Parkway. Also Fort Myers crash. Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road. And in Estero. Crash. South Tamiami Trail at the Village Shops Way. And you're up to date.
They are putting the screws to Old Man Craft.
Why? What do you know?
Oh, they're coming out with details now. On the morning of the AFC Championship game,
yeah,
Kraft made his second visit to the Orchids of Asia establishment in less than 24 hours. On his second visit, the morning of the AFC Championship, he decided he needed two ladies who manipulated him into pleasure. He gave each of them, after paying the house, tipped them each a crisp $100 bill, got on a plane to Kansas City.
Right on.
And they want to make sure we know all of it. You know who I think's behind it?
Who?
Jeff Bezos.
Yep. He might be on that list, too.
No. He got embarrassed, and so he wants other people to be embarrassed.
Well, it's not,
that's what I'd guess.
It's not bothering Kraft.
Nope, he got off his plane, and there was Tom and Giselle there to greet him.
Aw, that's beautiful. Let's see where we're going today. Wayback Machine. This very week in a particular year.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1985.
Oh, boy.
Remember, you heard it.
I did hear it.
I bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's
live
it
up. The return of John Fogerty.
No, we got ripped off, sorry.
Oh, yeah. There we go. He was back.
In a big way.
He was going to be sued again, but he didn't care. It's my music.
Because he's just got a hidey hide.
Yep. Like CCR, we're gonna sue you.
You're my brother. Stop it. I am CCR.
Yes.
The old man is down the road.
What faces did they have? Heidi High.
The old man is down the road.
I'll get it.
The old man is down the road.
And
that was one of those that was just an instant hit. As soon as you heard it, you loved it.
Coming in at number 9 this week in 85, you know, Sheena Easton was the girl next door until the record companies turned her into a little whore.
And introduced her to Prince.
Yep, and you get this. Sheena Easton, song written by Prince, Sugar Walls. You all know what sugar walls are, don't you?
No. What's that?
Yeah, get a little...
Hold on a second. I got
to
take this call. I see, Mr. Kraft. Thank you. Okay, now I know.
Yeah. He's telling you what the sugar walls are.
Yep. This is not her.
No, it is the farthest thing from her. She was the girl next door. Everybody loved her.
See, this was her moment where Sandy from Greece hoarded up.
That's exactly right. What? What? What's your mother thinking?
She doesn't know what it means.
No.
You're talking about candy? Well, that seems pleasant enough, lass.
Let me know there's a fire.
Sugar. On the morning train.
Not the same girl, is it?
My God.
See, she went the opposite direction. See, she should have started out, you know, a little whorish and then straightened up. Instead, she went the opposite direction, which doesn't work.
And she never recovered.
No. No. Everybody that was a big fan of hers was perplexed by this.
Yes. That's Sheena Easton, number 9 this week in 85.
Uh-oh, what do we got now?
A great tune.
Yes.
From Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey, and from Genesis, the genius himself, Phil Collins. Together, Easy Look.
Still don't know why I'm not best friends with Phil Collins. It just seems so natural. This is when Phil Collins could do no wrong.
Phil Bailey wanted him on his record. They'd be bigger than the Beatles. That, I was told that.
Who told you that?
My black roommate in college. This is like, just like a Genesis song.
But with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh my God!
Who put their peanut butter in my chocolate?
It's amazing!
She's like no other,
Love the drums on this song.
Yeah. Their spokes, make them do a power ballad.
It'll destroy them.
This is Foreigner ruining their careers. I want to
know.
But
selling
what
more records than ever.
More than ever, but they never recover.
Nope.
I've got to take a little time.
Oh, this is huge. This went number one.
To think things over.
And then they were never taken seriously again.
Nope.
In case I need it when I'm older.
So heavy, says so much.
This mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder.
Oh, you guys rock, man.
Through the clouds I see love.
I thought it was just one guitar.
In my life, there's been heartache.
I can't take this.
Great couple skate.
Yeah,
can you shut that off? Shut that up. Now, let's do something like with the Pointer Sisters coming in at number six, doing the old Neutron Dance. Yeah. Get up and dance now.
This is from the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack.
Darn right it is. Eddie Murphy.
Yes, I believe that's it. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Fellow by the name of Murphy.
Edward Murphy.
Yeah. Partnered up a lot of times with that great Joe Piscopo.
Oh, yeah. Not since Abbott and Costello.
Ah, man.
I'll just stay here locked behind the door. Just no time to stop and get away. Cause I work so hard to make it every day.
I tell you right now, I like this song.
It was all right.
What's making that sound? That felt like a popcorn machine there.
Is that just a synth?
That wasn't a Moog?
What? It's a Moog.
It's a Moog.
Moog synthesizer. Here it is in the background. That's the Moog.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all keyboards.
Yeah.
And it's hard to
generally, Stan, if you don't know what it is,
yeah,
it's a keyboard of some type.
Because yeah, it can create so much sound.
Stan, after that that very disappointing Foreigner song,
yeah, man.
Do you mind if I put a Stan and Haney palate cleanser in?
Please do.
Lou Gramm can redeem himself now.
This is what they're all about.
Standing in the rain. Now, Lou Gramm did come back with a solo record.
Yes, he did, which was very good. Couldn't get a ticket. Was a sold out show. Not everything's a jukebox hero, I'll tell you that.
Heard the roar of the crowd. He could bet you the scene. Put his head to the wall. And like a distant scream, he heard one guitar.
Right, calm down.
Yeah.
Beat up six string in a secondhand store. Didn't know how to play it, but he knew for sure that one guitar.
Is.
You don't want to know.
No.
In a town without a name.
There's no such
in a
thing.
Heavy downpour. Thought he passed his own shadow.
Like a groundhog.
Backstage door.
Yep.
Like a trip through the past.
Yeah. The number one song in the land. You're going to thank me for not doing it. Careless Whisper by Wham.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, we'll be back. Mark Caney of the News is next.
Boy.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Seconds away from Mark Haney and the news. But before we do anything, we've got to get you updated on traffic, and that's brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, a couple of things. North Fort Myer. Oh, I like the name of this road. We got a crash. Pirates Rest Road. That's where the pirates would go to rest. They right there.
Would they like drink rum?
Yeah. Oh yeah, buttered rum.
And would they chase after food?
Yeah, and ladies, and they'd go spin around in a circle.
Yeah, but it's not the ladies they're after; it's the food.
Right. And now, yo ho ho, that's at North Tamiami Trail. And in Estero, crash Marsh Landing Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. One more traffic update coming up in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bob Schieffer, Nelson Benton, Robert Pierpoint, Jed Duval, Bob Simon in Belfast, John Lawrence at Bantry Bay Island, Bob Dyke in London, Terry Drinkwater in San Clemente, California, and Christopher Wallace in Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, February 25th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Did Not Know.
All right.
You familiar with the game of softball?
Heck yeah!
Not its original name. It was originally called kitten ball.
Ah, because girls played it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Boys played baseball. Girls played softball, so you had a field of little kittens out
kitten
there.
Kitten ball.
Kittens.
Wow.
Yeah. Kitten ball.
In the state of Delaware, a marriage can be annulled if one or both people claim they did it as part of a game of truth or dare.
All right. That was put in the books probably within the last year.
In their legal code, it is referred to as, quote, jest or dare.
You know what? Going back to that softball.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Kitten ball, you mean?
Kitten ball. Little kitten ball.
Like they're fighting over a little yarn ball.
Yeah. Did anybody... Now, I don't know if they do this. When up north, when it was like really cold and we couldn't go outside for like gym class, they would take us inside and there would be a version of softball that we would play on the basketball court. And the ball was the size of a softball, but it was mushy. It was made of leather, but the inside was like very soft and pliable, so that when you had a bat, and you'd have the pitcher and you'd have all the bases on the court, and you'd throw the ball underhanded, but you would go and crank into this softball-sized ball that was mushy, and it would be like a dead ball so that it wouldn't go and ricochet off of anything. And we used to play softball like that in the gymnasium on cold days.
You're lucky. If it rained or snowed, it meant square dancing.
Oh, that was not like in gym class, but
it was.
We had a course where you had to learn how to square dance.
Yeah.
And we had another one where it might have been gym class, where you had to learn how to ballroom dance too. Square dance and ballroom dancing.
Just, oh God.
I always liked it when we had to stay inside. It was too cold and we'd play floor hockey. Now that was fun. You had the plastic puck, and you had the sticks.
I guess the square dancing just, you know, sticks in my mind, you know. Alaman left and Alaman right, come on, you dummy, get your right step right, get off the stage, yeah. Goof, you know. Yep. You piss me off.
Yeah, swing the partner round and round.
Effing jerk. Get on my nerves. Now, here comes Johnny with his...
Yeah.
He's a what? And he's off to the rodeo.
We had a, they used to bring into the gymnasium for the dancing, the square dancing and the ballroom dancing. One of those, and you remember, you must have remembered this from AV, Haney, the AV grade record player.
Yep.
That was like a gray box with a big speaker.
Yep.
And a big thick arm for the knee. And they'd play square dancing records and ballroom dancing records.
Indeed.
Like instructional ones.
Mm-hmm.
Big discs.
And now, promenade!
Yep.
We all know Vincent Van Gogh was messed up.
That guy was messed up and a lifelong VD sufferer.
He came into the world with an inauspicious start. Just something that screams, this kid's going to have problems. Vincent Van Gogh was named after his stillborn brother. 1 year before Vincent was born, his parents had a child named Vincent who died during birth, and they figured they'd just keep going until they got a Vincent.
Figured may as well use the name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll name this one Vincent now. Yeah, he was messed up. Van Gogh was messed up.
Bad.
Really bad.
Starry, starry night.
See, back in those days... Because here's the amazing, because I read the big, thick biography on him that 60 Minutes did where they said maybe some kids killed him.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Like Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he was out skateboarding and they went after him.
He was a Dave back then. And the thing is.
You saying Dave is like Vincent Van Gogh?
Not as talented. But then again, they thought he was a goof back then. He never sold a piece of work that he did. While he was alive, never sold a piece of work.
So when he died a failure.
Complete failure. But everybody, now you're talking about in Europe, in France, and he traveled around, you know, with Gauguin and all of them had venereal disease. It just ran rampant. And there was no penicillin back then. How would they treat venereal disease with mercury? They'd give him a dose, and then then that's going and eating at your brain, and everybody was nuts.
Well, I mean, take a look at the substance. It has novel qualities.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It must be medicinal.
Yep.
Have you seen that movie, Loving Vincent?
What is that?
It's a movie where...
Is it a porn thing?
No, they took 100 artists, and every single shot in this movie is a painting done by hand. It's a really good movie.
And it's just paintings?
Yeah, it's all paintings, shot.
Oh, what's so it run about? Yeah, what is that, run about 20 minutes long?
No, it's like over an hour.
And Van Gogh... had a smarter brother, a business guy, that he would try to get him work. I guess he worked in a gallery and he tried selling, and Van Gogh did nothing but F it up every time.
Mm-hmm. Cannibalism.
What about it?
Well, it's illegal in Idaho.
That's good to know.
And it has a maximum sentence of 14 years, strictly enforced. Unless you had to.
An emergency?
Yeah, well, they've got it on the books. Cannibalism is a crime punishable by a maximum sentence of 14 years unless under extreme life-threatening conditions as the only apparent means of survival, then you got a green light to do what you got to do. Yeah.
They say it tastes like chicken.
And you know, as soon as somebody does that, that's when the chopper shows up on the ridge.
Yep. Saved at last.
Oh, no.
Yep.
We have the results of a groundbreaking study. It's going to blow your mind. Yeah. No one could have ever known this.
It cost millions of your tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Deep.
This new study found that as women get older,
yes,
the men they are most attracted to are roughly around the same age.
Okay.
For men, no matter how old they get, they are attracted to women between the ages of 20 and 24. No exceptions. Well,
groundbreaking. Groundbreaking. A trained monkey could identify that.
Now, the study asked people a different question.
Okay.
As opposed to simply, who do you find attractive?
Yeah.
They asked, who are you most interested in?
Yeah.
And both men and women named people roughly their same age. So, in conclusion, a 40-year-old man might be most attracted to a 20-year-old woman, but he's not necessarily looking for that. He's looking for someone who maybe might have a little bit in common with him.
Right.
A little bit.
But if you're talking one night stand.
Try playing in a rock and roll band.
Yeah.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
What's that 23-year-old?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that. You and me both. The vast majority.
Yeah.
Of my life, I have lived with several women.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
The age of the woman has stayed the same as I age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they're all, in a, you know, pretty much, yeah.
This is what it is.
Enough said.
Yeah.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Do you hear that?
I hear it.
Do you hear that?
Plain as day. You know, our producer really should.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened.
What happened?
And I don't want him to face the same situation right now. One of the people.
I can't.
You have to do it. And I'll tell you why.
Quiet, please.
Sorry. That's all right.
You should know better. Trying to make you some money here.
Good job. You had to do that.
Yeah, I see why.
Because he did it last time when it was the same person, and he got reprimanded. Do not do that to a Beasley.
Oh, so you want to put me on the chopping block?
No, you can do it.
Oh, I have the stature to do that?
Absolutely.
All right.
They're afraid of you.
Of little old me.
Yeah, little old you.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, but if he did that the first week he was hired and went out there
and was reprimanded
and said, you keep it down.
There was three of them.
Yeah. that were talking up, and somebody,
and he'll never do that again.
Yeah, Zito had a little talk with me after that.
Do you know who they are? Well, the fact of the matter is, well, Stanner Haney should have done that.
Stop what we're doing.
Yeah.
Instead of our producer handling it.
Yeah. At that point in time. Give him a little time, but
All right.
It was just, it was an awkward thing. Newbie.
So they're afraid to take it out on us, so they take it out on him.
Yes.
Plus, I shushed them.
Oh, yeah,
I gave him, like, the triple shush, like, shh, shh, shh.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. You shouldn't even be talking about it. You shouldn't even admit to
it. Yeah, don't admit. Nothing happened.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah.
There's a 23-year-old model by the name of Mahbuba Mamazadza. Huh? She lives in Azerbaijan.
You don't say. I'd like to see what she looks like if she's a model.
Well,
Azerbaijan.
She's
Uba-duba-daba-daba.
She is right there in the pocket. She's 23 right there between 20 and 24. Yeah. And she recently sold her virginity on an escort website to wealthy Japanese businessman.
And he took advantage of that, did he?
She managed to shake him down for $2.6 million.
Good for her.
That's a lot of yen.
Yep.
So why did Mahbuba Mamazadza sell her virginity?
Why?
Well, according to her, and I quote, to make mama proud. Quote, I want to have a house for me and my mom.
Aww,
so finally, we can live in our own place and also travel all over the world.
Yeah.
My mom did everything for me, and now it's my turn to make her proud.
Wow.
The sex deal will go down in Germany where anything goes.
Yeah.
And we have no way of knowing whether Mama Boo Ba 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 Ba's mama is proud of how this is all going down.
There she is. And you know, after that, she'll start smoking cigarettes. Because you know the old saying.
And I'm sorry.
If they smoke, they poke.
I am very sorry to say this. Yeah. I don't want to insult the young lady.
She's a model.
$2.6 million.
For that.
Gimme up.
Yeah, that's not $2.6 million.
I'd like to speak to the Japanese man and explain to him he's got too much money.
Yeah. Because that's maybe.
You know what? Maybe. Call up Robert Kraft. He'll tell you how it's done.
Yep. Here's what I know at that place. Here's $58 just the regular massage.
Mm-hmm.
$78 for the happy ending one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how does that transaction go about? Well, that's why they say he was in the know. He was well understood the whole system, and that you go in and you go, what do? Just go and tell them? Do you put money out there? No. You go in there and they, would you like a massage? Yes, I'll take the $78 massage. Oh, okay. Come with us.
Excellent choice, sir.
Yeah, excellent choice.
Then they get you nude and then how much you want from there.
Yeah.
Yep. You come down, see me. We right next door to Fancy Nail.
Yeah. $2 million?
2.6.
Yeah.
You know, we love uplifting stories of people who have overcome adversity.
We sure do.
There is a 23-year-old gent named Rory O'Connor in Cardiff, Wales. Rory was born without arms.
Does he have hands?
He doesn't even have arms.
Yeah, but sometimes the hand is right on the shoulder.
Well, that's an exceptional case. I don't think that's the case, but don't quote me on it.
Gotcha.
But Rory didn't give up just because he has no arms.
Darn right he didn't.
He's what they call handy capable.
Yep.
He's figured out how to make a life for himself without arms. Unfortunately, he's in a lot of trouble right now.
Why?
He is in court facing charges for stabbing his father.
Ooh.
They got into an argument back in November, and it got physical. Now, we don't know if Rory's dad provoked him by saying, you got no arms, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, take a swing at me, huh?
Yeah, we don't know if he said that or not. But we had to put it out there. What we do know is that Rory's dad apparently poked him with a vacuum cleaner tube.
Because he could do that.
Yeah. And Rory.
We just had to put that out there.
Yep. We did. You have to.
Yeah, you gotta in this business.
So we know Rory's dad poked him with a vacuum cleaner tube. What are you going to do about it, huh?
Yeah.
And Rory responded by picking up a pair of scissors between his toes and stabbing his father in the stomach.
Yep, if he wanted to with his feet, he could cut out snowflakes with those feet.
Daddy required major life-saving surgery, yet still defended his son in court. He says...
Look at him, he's got no arms.
Exactly. Said his son is, deep down, he's a good boy.
Yeah.
He's had a hard life, yeah. You know, not having arms and all that. And he didn't want the incident to ruin his son's life. The judge must have bought it hook, line, and sinker because Rory was sentenced to 12 months of community service.
What?
And evidently some stabbing rehab.
Yeah.
Where they go and fix that. Yep. Now, what do we do instead when we want to stab something? What do we do instead?
What?
Mint.
Oh, yeah, mint. And then, you know, tell them, you know, get rid of the scissors and pick up a paintbrush with that foot. A lot of people are great artists with
their
feet. Yes,
like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes! Yes! Do you have one more?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost track of where we were at because I was looking at... Oh, lefty or righty, nunny.
Nope.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. And I hope you aren't upset that I'm stealing your thunder, because this is from the local beat.
Ah! Look, he even rolls up his sleeves when he goes out.
He doesn't. You all right? You okay?
I'm fine.
You can work. Now, I don't want to steal your thunder because this is from the local beat. I'll give you the option. If you want to do the story,
no,
you can.
You go right ahead.
Just want to make sure I'm not stepping on anybody's toes here.
When it makes national, that's when you take over.
All right. Did I say Bill? I think I did.
Well,
Bill.
I was too preoccupied there.
I know you were. A woman named Joanne Sadowski.
I or Y?
Y.
Okay.
Was playing golf with her husband in a couples tournament in Bonita on Saturday. And on the second hole, Joanne shanked her tee shot quite badly.
Ooh.
The ball was headed straight toward the water. Until an alligator saw it, jumped up, and snatched the ball out of the air.
I find that hard to believe.
Now, you may wonder, was Joanne freaked out or upset or anything by that? No, she was quite pleased. You see, if the ball had gone in the water, she would have received a one-stroke penalty.
Yeah.
But because the gator got involved, she got a free drop.
Yeah. Right by water's edge. There you go, right there.
Sadly, even with that lucky break, she and her husband finished just out of the money in the tournament.
Hey, you go to, there's alligators all around a golf course. You see them all the time. Let me tell you something. They're doing that. They're not getting golf balls out of the air.
No, they do.
When have you ever seen them? Maybe it's a mama and she thinks it's one of her eggs.
When anything is close to them, they feel like they got to get it. When I was probably around 12, where I used to fish for trout, it was probably about a 4.5-foot gator got into the area.
Yeah.
And, I threw a fishing lure out there before we knew it was there, and this thing just like immediately, as soon as it hit the water, chomped it.
Then how come when we were on Sanibel that day and that big gator was there, we were bouncing rocks off its head?
If that rock had landed and floated, it would have taken it.
All right. But this ball was shanked and is still flying in the air.
Yeah, but it's a bright pink golf ball. Got its attention.
Is that what she was playing with, a pink golf ball?
Yes.
Jeez, come on.
Well, come on. She's a lady.
pink golf ball.
And that's the news for today, Monday, February 25th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. Pink golf ball, he probably thought it was fresh meat flying through the air.
Oh, yeah.
Now that makes sense. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending the afternoon with us. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see where we're going to start. We'll start in Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Palm Beach Boulevard, the 11,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash. Everything's Palm Beach Boulevard. I think these are all the same. What the hell are you handing me here? Bonita, disabled vehicle, South Tamiami Trail, 27,000 block in Bonita. And yeah, I got 1, 2, 3, 4 things saying Palm Beach Boulevard, same thing. One other thing. Oh, we go way up north. St. James City, crash on Schooner Lane, and you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
You see, a couple months ago at the Newark airport, some idiot tried to bring a peacock. She had a peacock on her shoulder walking into the airport like it was Toomey luggage. I mean, what? When these people leave the house, anybody say anything to them? If I left the house with a peacock on my back, someone would come up to me. Where the f*** you going with that? There was a fight on my airplane. We couldn't even take off. This is happening on a weekly basis. Just do what you're told. So I grew up, just do what you're told. What's with the lip? If I'm on an airplane and 4 stormtroopers get on my plane with flak jackets on that say security, and they come right to my row and tell me, hey, you're going to have to get up. I'm up. I take my bag, my cup of coffee. I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry. Do I just pick up my voucher here and wait 14 days for the next flight? That sounds totally fair to me. Just don't kick my ass. I am sorry I interrupted everybody's vacation. Let me just make my way off the fuselage.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. It's something I do for Haney on Mondays.
You don't have to do that on my account.
And if it helps anybody else, so be it. But this I do this for Haney on Mondays.
Motivational Monday.
Motivational Monday.
When there is darkness, dare to be the first to shine a light. When there is injustice, dare to be the first to condemn it. When something seems difficult, dare to do it anyway. When there seems to be no hope, dare to find some. When times are tough, dare to be tougher. When love hurts you, dare to love again. Yes. When someone is hurting, dare to help them heal. When another is lost, dare to help them find the way. Dare to be the best you can at all times. Dare to be.
Motivational Monday.
That's for you, buddy.
Yeah. That's great.
So you wanted to know with this whole Robert Kraft.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me because just to review.
Yeah.
As soon as this story breaks, before you know anything about it, his name's in the headlines.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, he's busted at this massage parlor, but Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved. But they don't tell you who that is. They publicly shame Robert Kraft, but evidently we don't know everyone.
I don't know if it's a shaming. I think it was a business opportunity for him.
Here at Robert Kraft's Orchids of New England Day Spa, your massage will always be the GOAT. Our masseuses are like Tom Brady. They're not afraid to put their hands under center. All the ladies are hand-picked from all over South Florida by New England Patriots owner and six-time Super Bowl champion Robert Kraft. He puts them through a rigorous training program to guarantee your satisfaction, as well as his. These girls have better hands than Julian Edelman, and some of them even have less facial hair. And Robert Kraft's Orchids of New England Day Spa is just like the Pats in the Super Bowl. 6 out of 10 times, your massage will result in a happy ending. All month long, get the Patriot Pat Down Special. Buy 2 massages and receive a complimentary keepsake video of your experience. Robert Kraft's Orchids of New England Day Spa, where your pleasure is his pleasure. Go Pats!
Laughter. It's so important. 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, the 91st Annual Academy Awards aired last night.
And ding-dong day.
Evidently, there's somebody upset over something.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to really hand it to the Academy. A lot of diversity this year. They learned their lesson.
No, they didn't, because Spike Lee's pissed.
Well, he didn't. He's pissed because the wrong movie won. He wanted his movie to win.
Well, he would just like to understand the conspiracy about why he's always losing to movies about driving somebody.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things we learned from the Oscars.
Top things we learned from the Oscars.
I'll tell you what I learned.
What's that?
Brian May still got it.
You darn right.
People in Hollywood really, really like to hear themselves talk.
Yep.
Bette Midler's mouth is the only thing on her face still capable of movement. You can write Dumb and Dumber and still win an Oscar.
Yep. Yeah, there we go. Right there. That's fine. Yeah, he gets that one.
Barbara Streisand's transformation to look like a cat is nearly complete.
Show your meth.
There is a difference between sound mixing and sound editing.
Yes, oh yes.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Ah, drop from the greatest film of all time. Of course, Stan loves it as well. Idiocracy, one of the greatest.
Welcome to Costco.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
When you're as big as Jason Momoa, you can wear a pink velvet tux and no one will say an effing word.
Hold my beer.
Gay and black are in.
Yes.
Megyn Kelly is out.
Yes.
It is ma'am.
Why does no one clamor for another Wayne's World movie?
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. I'm dying. This is gold. Pure gold.
And finally.
Yes.
The very top thing we learned from the Oscars.
Sure.
Spike Lee's outfit answered the question, what would Prince look like as an elevator operator?
Words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis
has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.